A new comedy series starring Saturday Night Live alum Pete Davidson dropped yesterday. The show, which is streaming on Peacock, is based on Davidson's life. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says Bupkis is a sometimes boneheaded show that nevertheless reveals an awful lot about its subject.
Another title for Pete Davidson's new comedy could have been Adventures in Knuckleheadedness. Consider this moment when Davidson loses a key movie role for acting like, well, a knucklehead. Chris O'Donnell plays his manager.
They are pulling the offer on the Fast and the Furious.
What? Why?
Because you were photographed doing whippets at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You're 29. Who does whippets outside of high school?
I'll be good, okay? I'll get the movie.
I'm glad to hear that you are open to making the right decision, but I'm a bit concerned because you're due in nitrous right now.
Or here, where backstage at a charity event, Davidson tries to convince Jon Stewart to run for president.
We gotta talk, man. I think it's time. I think you're gonna throw your hat in the ring. It's time to run for president.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Come on, Stu. Man, you gotta run. I mean, if you don't, John, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that.
How old do you have to be?
See, that's right there.
You're afraid I won't win or something?
Yeah, that's not what I'm afraid of.
Awkward moments like this are the backbone for a lot of the comedy in Bupkis, which features Davidson stumbling through situations like a grown-up comedy star with the attention span and drug habits of an at-risk teenager. But a funny thing happens on the way to jokes about hiring a sex worker for his dying grandfather. We get a close-up look at Davidson's tortured life as a celebrity. In one sequence, a gossip site falsely reports his death, sending his mother, played by Edie Falco, into a panic attack. And the public's misunderstanding of his life leads to anger and self-destructive behavior, as Davidson explains to his therapist, played by Charlie Day.
People online are just like, oh, Pete's a cokehead because I move my jaw when I get nervous. And I wasn't even on coke, you know, that's why I get so upset. If I was on coke, I'd be like, wow, good job, you good eye, you know, but I wasn't on coke, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but Peter, are you on coke?
Like, if you came up to me and be like, yo, do you do coke? I'd be like, no, but like, if someone's like, you want to do a bump? I'd be like, yeah.
This fictionalized Pete Davidson lives in the basement of his mother's house in Staten Island, just like the real comic did. And he also struggles with thoughts of suicide while the death of his father, a first responder during 9/11, still looms over the family. But the show's real casting coup is getting Joe Pesci to play Davidson's grandfather, a no-nonsense Italian guy dying of cancer who delivers some tough love when Davidson complains about his public image.
I got it. Change it up, you know. I gotta change the way people see me. People think I'm like a joke for some reason.
They see you as a joke because you are a joke and you act like a joke. You run around like a kid and you're not a kid anymore. You're a man.
Yeah, but I'm doing good career wise. I mean, you know, Hypebeast called me a voice of a generation.
I don't think that was a compliment.
There's a boatload of other great cameos here, from Brad Garrett and Bobby Cannavale playing Davidson's relatives to turns by Ray Romano and J.J. Abrams and Steve Buscemi and even more. Sometimes they're just a shot of comic relief, like when Sebastian Stan beats up Davidson in a coffee shop. But in other moments, they show off the twisted male role models and bizarre personal connections of a man-child celebrity comic coming to terms with his own strange life. Like a Gen Z version of Curb Your Enthusiasm set in Staten Island, Bupkis gathers all the contradictions of Davidson's world into one comic stew, eager to show us even he's not exactly sure how he got here. I'm Eric Deggans.